time to break down the game. This is the Vancouver Giants postgame show on your home of hockey, Sportsnet 650.
Welcome back, Western Hockey League fans and Vancouver Giants fans inside the Save on Foods Memorial Center. It is the postgame show, White Spot, Vancouver Giants hockey, in a very quiet building here on Sportsnet 650, the Sportsnet Radio Network. The Giants chase away the fans, a big 7-4 road win over the Victoria Royals. Now very pleased to be joined by assistant coach Galen Patterson, who joins me here from the Save on Foods Memorial Center. What is your reaction, Galen, to what you saw here tonight? What your first thoughts? What comes to mind when you think about what you just witnessed here tonight, a big 7-4 win?
Yeah, it was a solid team game from start to finish, you know, something that we've definitely been looking for. You know, there's some plays that for sure you want back within the game, but overall, just a solid team effort for 60 minutes and, you know, some really good individual performances as well.
Do you feel that after the 8-4 win, you know, a little bit of what I call kind of offensive explosion at home on Sunday, do you feel that that carried over here tonight?
Yeah, I definitely did. I think when you explode offensively like that, you definitely get some confidence there, you know, from that, a bit of a chip on your shoulder. So I think we went into the game with that tonight and played structurally well in all three zones.
Now, was there a point in this game that was, you know, kind of a turning point or a very important part of this game? Because as well as, you know, we talk about it's essentially a 7-3 game, okay, 7-4, but... But it was close, right? It's not like it was, and that also kind of happened on Sunday. But I just wonder, when you look back, I know you haven't looked at all of the video, but when you think right now, was there a point that really, when was it when you guys felt, yeah, this game's ours?
I probably when it was getting tight there, it was 4-3, and we got up with the fifth goal. I think that was really kind of the, okay, like, you know, this is our game. And that's something that we've kind of been struggling with all year, is just that killer instinct. You know, you got to finish the job. And when you're when you're tight like that, or you allow the team back in the game a bit, you got to, you know, a saying would be step on their throat. And it's not a literal saying, but it's just like, you got to shut it down. You got to get the next one.
Cameron Schmidt had that goal, had that 5-3 goal, shorthanded goal, power play goal, two even strength goals. What can you say about what you saw tonight from Cameron Schmidt?
Oh, it was just a great individual performance by him. You know, he's a super talented player, and his speed when he's moving his feet is just, you know, probably one of the best in the league at just like separating from players and exploding, you know, just in a small area. So when he's on like that, it's fun to watch.
We talked pregame, and I think last weekend we may have also talked about Brett Olsen, draft eligible, Tyus Sparks, draft eligible, Aaron Obibifo, also still draft eligible, but his second year, 18-year-old, 17-year-old, 17-year-old. Sparks scores, Olsen scores, Obibifo scores. Oh, yeah, all three of them scored. What do I know?
Yep. Yeah.
what did you see from that line tonight?
Oh, they've been leading the charge. Like, I mean, they're just – Ole's become such an aggressive, hard player to play against, and as a centerman, that's what you need to do. You need to add that to your game, and he's really taken off. Oh boy, just relentless effort. You know, the way he's coming out of corners, and he's handling the puck, and then just exploding all over the ice. It's just awesome to see, and that line, all three of those guys together, it's just like it's clicking right now. Sparks, he's a high end talent, powerful skater. It's exciting to see those guys play together and see where they go in the draft. They're playing very well for their age and, you know, really leading the charge up front there for us right now.
Is there anything else that I'm missing that maybe stands out to you with today's game? I don't just want to highlight one line and Cameron Schmidt, but they did obviously seem like a big part of it. Is there anything else that, you know, obviously it was a full team effort, but the special teams didn't seem, you know, I know you get the shorthanded goal and a power play goal, but it seemed like it was more than just a special teams game. Oh, is there anything I'm missing in terms of the positives that comes to mind for you after such a big road win?
You know, I think it was like just the details. Like I think the guys were really buying into the, you know, the transition details. You know, not always are you going to have a clean, you know, through the neutral zone. Not always is it going to be clean and you're going to be able to enter with possession. But, you know, if you try to make the right play and it doesn't happen, and you get turned back the other way, like you stop and you get back 100% and you know what your responsibilities are off that. And, you know, another area I thought that was really good was our exits and our support coming back with our D and our centers. And, you know, we got to the zone clear very well sometimes. And then here and there we'd have a, you know, in the neutral zone, we'd have a turnover or we had a really good play that got into the zone. But on those turnovers, we stopped and we got back and we knew our responsibilities on the way back. And we were very sharp with that. I thought that was really good tonight.
Yeah, perfect. And I just so I'm clear and so, you know, as not the hockey expert, but that sounds like what you're saying, too, is you guys were connected. Is that kind of what you're saying, coming in all three zones?
For sure. Yeah, it is the connection, right? 100%. And, you know, it's on everyone, like individually, their mindset and their focus has to be on point on that. And when it is, like, you know, you see what the results are. So it's an easy buy-in.
Thanks so much for the time, Galen. We really appreciate it. And hopefully you guys can do it again tomorrow. Final game before the break. Thanks so much.
Right on. Thanks, Nathan.